Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Exodus 29, verses 1 to 37, describes the complex rituals to be performed every time a priest was consecrated to God's service. Quote, "This is what you shall do to them to hallow them for ministering to me as priests." Verse 1. And before we think to ourselves, what does this have to do with me? Let's remember that God is the focal point of everything. The purpose and value of life all comes down to location, location, location. Where are we in relation to God and His will? Consecration is aligning ourselves to live for His pleasure. Since every believer is a priest, we should do in a spiritual way what these priests did in a physical way. First, they were washed, dressed in white clothes, and anointed with holy oil. So, quote, "You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. A young bull was then offered for sin, and we must regularly call to mind, quote, "that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5, 8. Following that, a ram was sacrificed as a sweet savor offering, all for God's pleasure. Even so, we are to, quote, "walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Ephesians 5, verse 2. Then, some blood from the ram of consecration was applied to various parts of Aaron and his sons, quote, "on the tip of the right ear, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot," Exodus 29, verse 20. What a picture! If only I could remember that everything I hear, every deed I do, every step I take, should be governed by the fact that I am redeemed, quote, "with the precious blood of Christ," 1 Peter 1:19. Then they ate from the offering, for Christ not only died for us, but lives in us. We find strength and satisfaction only in Him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.